Nobody. He was looking nowhere and he was going. The king prostrated before him and asked him, Kuto buddhiryam brahmanem akartuhu suvishardam yama sadya mayan lokam vidvamscharati balavatim. Oh, the great Mahatma, you have reached a stage where you are a non-doer. You know pretty well, I do nothing. Everything is done at the cosmic level. So you are Nakarta. And being so, where from you got the impulse to do all these work? You are going here, there. You are just going like a young child. A young child, it goes from here to there, there to here. No purpose it has got. Someday it will go very quickly, as if there is an appointment to be kept. But it will do nothing. So just like that you are doing. That's why you got this type of impulse.
Prayo dharmartha kameshu vistayam chamanavaham hetu naiva samihante ayushoisa shriyam.
Normally, people lead their lives for three purposes. Either they get an idea, they should do some charity, build their orphanage, build a temple. So that is dharma. Or they are motivated by earning a lot of wealth, like there is artha. Or he has already got a lot of money, then what does he want? He want to enjoy. Hey, I want a giant size refrigerator at my house. I want a giant size TV. Just to enjoy. Hey, I don't want only this one AC. My room should be centrally heated, centrally air conditioned. Like that. Let their house be air conditioned.
Even though,
see, you have got all the good qualities, you are the wisest, you are going all alone, you are very lucky, and when you talk, it is the nectar which is falling out, not even honey. The great nectar is falling out. Amrita Bhashna.
Nakatta anekase kinchiti jada unmatta visachavati.
You don't do anything at all. You don't consider that I do this, I do this, that I am that doer that doesn't have at all. Things are being done on you. You are not even aware as to what you are doing and what you are not doing. You are somewhere, you are behaving that as if you are a dull man. Absolutely dull. Jada, or somewhere you are behaving as if you are mad, you are a madcap. So jada, unmatta, then pishachamati. Somewhere when somebody comes, just like a ghost, you say, bah! And all that. The fellow goes. Yes, Swami Nityananda was very famous. Even today, after so many years, his photo is there in every dukan in Bombay side. He's there. And when he was there in Vajreshwari, that is near the spring, the hot water spring, about 18 kilometers from Bombay, he was inside the cave. If anybody goes, to some people say, hey, if you come inside, I will pelt you with a big rock and stone. He used to keep a lot of stones. Or when somebody comes, you say the fellow, it is already a cave and it is dark. And when it does like that, the fellow will run away. And what happened? Well, there is an engineer. He was a great sadhaka. He was going in. Hey, if you come further, I will pelt this big stone and I will break your knees. Ah, thank you very much. Swamiji, whatever you do, it will be a ashirvada for me. He went further in. He took a big stone and put it. He broke his knee. But after 3 months, when he was sitting, he couldn't even keep his foot in. He was keeping like that. He went to the samadhi for one whole day. He said, if I had known, I would have got my other knee also broken. It is an ashirvada. But who had the guts to say, yes, you do what you like. After all, you are not an enemy. How can he ever harm you? He cannot. He may harm your body, but he will do good to your soul. जनेषु दक्षमानेषु कामलोभदमाग्रिणाम् न तप्यसे अग्रिणामुक्ता गंगाम्बसेवद्विपहान्. Here, the people are all burning with the heat of kama, lust, lobha, greed for more money, more things, and like that. And among them all, you look like an elephant which is getting cool in the waters of the Ganges. Ah, how is it? Please tell me the secret behind it. Tamena prachadam brahmane atmanjananda karanam bruhis prashavenasya bhavataha kevalatmanam. Sparshavihinasya. What happens is normally you get happy, say, when you get the touch of any vibrations of beauty, vibrations of delicious items, you are getting the smell, masala dosha, so like that. But here, sparshavihina is here, nothing ever touches you, nothing can ever touch you, and still you are so happy inside. How is it? What makes you happy? Without any reason whatsoever. Santino Guramo Rajanin Bhagavo Buddhipadhinam Edo Buddhimupadayan Muktoha Muktoha Miti Tanchanum. O King, I learnt a lot from this world. From nature, I selected my 24 gurus. And I learned from each one of them something as to how to live happily. And that's why I'm very happy. So, who are those 24 teachers, the 24 gurus? Prithivi, Vayu, Rakasham, Apo, Grish, Chandra, Madhivi. These are all my gurus. I learned a lot from this earth, from this bhumi. Prithivi, Vayuhu. I learnt a lot from the wind which is going. Akasha, from the space, I learnt a lot. Apaha, from the water I learnt. Agni, from fire I learnt. Chandrama, from the moon. Ravihi, from the sun. Kapotaha, there is a pigeon, I learnt from it. Well, you didn't learn anything, you only took a photo. Yes, I will show. Then Ajagaraha, there is a python, Malappamba. Sindhu, I learned from the ocean. Patangaha, the moth, which comes at night and leaves its life in the lights. Then Madhukrit, the one who makes the honey, then Gajaha, then from the elephant. Harinaha, from the deer, from Meenaha, from the fish. Pingala, there was a prostitute called Pingala. I say, sit down, he says, what are you doing? Either you like or get out, go there. If you want to go, go there. Don't be. So, Pingala was a prostitute, and I learnt a lot from her. Then, Adbhaka, from a child, Kumari, from an unmarried girl, Sharakriti, the arrowsmith who was doing the arrows. Then Sarpa, from a normal serpent, Urnanabhi, from this spider. Then from all these things, Yate me gurve rajanni chaturvim chadrashitam shiksha vritti bhire tesham anma shiksha bhyatmanam. These are the gurus, 24. And from them I take the lesson. I took the lesson how from the way by which they live, they are there. I took a lesson from them. They didn't come and tell me, come here, I give you this lesson. Just I saw how they were running, how they were moving, how they were conducting themselves, and from there I learnt. Anma shikshami atmanaham yato idam shikshami pritavanu shatmane tattada prushabhyagre nibodhikatyamitem. How I learnt, I am now telling you. Bhutairakram namanopi dhiro devo shanukihi tad vidvan nachalen margatvim anma shiksham shiterukurtam. Now you see, this earth is there. And millions and billions are running on it. Somebody with a booted foot, somebody with an artificial limb made of wood or made of some iron or some metal. And all these things, always we are hitting at it. And it doesn't, it remains unmoved. It doesn't say, hi, 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 what can I do? All the people are going over me. It never shouts. It is just keeping quiet. Tadvidvanna chalen margatim. And then, how this happens? Daivavashate. It is the Lord's will that the earth should be subject to all such hits and kicks from all people. So in the same thing, I learned, a wise man, whatever path he is going to get the Lord, at no time he should say, no, it is too much for me, oh, it is very difficult for me, it is a torture, I don't want to, better leave it. No, I have to hold to it, just as patiently the earth is bearing us all, in the same way, I have to be patient, I have to bear all the tortures, but continue in the same way. So, when once you have started, don't stop it in the middle. You have stopped doing meditation, after 20 days, don't say, it is a bore yaar. Don't leave it. That's all. Shashvat pararta sarveha pararta ikanta sambhava sadhu shikshyeta bhupurta nagashishya paratmatam. See, the entire mountain, it has got so much of greenery, it attracts the rains for all of you. It is of no use to it. So, it only wants to do some good to all. It is not bothered with itself. It is the most selfless thing. From there I learned to be selfless. Vishyeshwamisanyogi nanadharmen sarvada gunadosham yapeta atma navishajeta vayuvatim. You see, the wind is going on. It goes through meat kept in the butcher's shop. It, you have got in your house so much of hing, asafoetida, you are keeping it. It goes through that. It is never affected by them. It carries on with its own it does not permanently absorb the heeing, it does not permanently absorb the scent which you have got at your home. That's all. It just takes it, leaves, it goes. Absolutely unaffected, absolutely untainted by any of the things which it comes across. In the same way, I know that I have to go through so many things with all types of doshas, with all types of defects, but I should not imbibe their intrinsic qualities. That's all. It comes and goes. Shake off, and you remain the same. Don't absorb anything from anybody else.
Antarahitascha sthira jangameshu brahmatmabhavena samanvayena vyaptya avachedam asangamatmanah mulinnabastum mitadasya bhavyeti.
See, the sky or the space, you cannot see, you cannot say this is space, you cannot catch hold of it and show it to somebody. It is more or less hidden, it is before you, but you can't see it properly. You cannot say this is dark, this is white, this is space, you cannot say. That comes. So,
antarhitascha sthira jangameshu.
So, similarly, the divine power, it is there. You cannot see it, but it is all in all movable objects, in all immovable objects, everywhere it is full. It is there in the sand, it is there in the tree, it is there in the tiger, it is there in you. Everywhere that divine power has been distributed. But it is inside, you cannot see. So,
Jangameshu.
Murinnabastam vitatasyana. Vitatasya bhaviyatim. And it is everywhere spreading. In between, it never gets cut. Can you say the space has been cut? It doesn't get cut. Similarly, you go everywhere, the divine power goes everywhere. It doesn't get cut. It is there, but you have to find it out. So from that, one should learn this. स्वच्छः प्रकृतिता सिद्धा माधुर्यः तीर्थभूर्णनाम् मुनिपुनात्यपां मित्रम् ईक्षोपस्पर्शकीर्तनैः. By nature is absolutely pure. So the impurity in the water comes by the muck which you throw. That's all. You are running a dyeing factory and all the colors you put in that, you are spoiling it. But originally, by nature, it is absolutely pure. Water is most pure. Similarly, you learn purity from it. Tejasvi, Tejasvi, Sridhaha, Madhuryaha, Sridhaha. See, the entire water is one. It doesn't in between cut anywhere at all. So, it sticks to you. You take it, your hand becomes wet. Similarly, we should love all. It loves all. That's why it sticks to you. So love all. Sridha Madhurya. It is so sweet. Be sweet to all. That's all. This is what I learned from the tirthas, from the various sacred waters and all that.
तेजस्वी तपसा दीप्ता तद्दर्शो उदरभाजनां सर्वपक्षो वियुक्त आत्मा ना दत्ते मनमग्निवते.
See, have you seen the fire, Tejasvi, how brilliantly is his body. It's all deeptaha, just shining. So tejasvi, deeptaha, tapasa deeptaha, then durdharsha, udara bhajana, and it doesn't go and get any vessels. I want a new cooker, I want a bigger cooker. It's stomach is itself, it is there. His stomach itself is the patra. In that you put everything, sarvabhaksha, it eats all. The fire, sarvabhaksha. Tapasadiptaham, sarvabhakshopi yuktatmam. Even though it eats everything, all the muck, does it get ever impure? Similarly, you live among the world, but let not the world sully you. Let not the world taint you even the least. Unsullied, untainted. Then, kuchi channaha, kuchi spashtaha, upasyaha, sri chatam. Never show yourself that I am a great bhakta. So, in many places, you have to hide yourself. Don't show at all. If somebody says, we are going well, okay, go man, I am not interested. You are very much interested, but don't show it. Jichanna. And the fire, when it is in the form of live coals, you don't see the fire coming out, but the fire is there. Somewhere it is hidden, somewhere it is seen. So before other bhaktas, it also gets. When they weep, I also weep. That is there. So that is what happens. Somewhere open, somewhere hidden. Then, bhunkte sarvatra dadirnam daran praguttarajivam sumayya suttasidam visargadya smishanantaham bhamadiyasanatmanam kalanam vachandasya kalena abhyaktavartmanam. You see, in the body, so many things happen from the day we are born till the day we go to the cremation. That's all. But just like Chandra Kala, the Chandra remains the same. Similarly, remain the same. These bhavas of the body, they come and go. So they should not affect you at all. नाति स्नेहं प्रसंगो वा कर्तव्यः क्वापि केनचित् कुर्वन् भिन्देत संतापं कपोति वदीन धीहि. Now he is going to give the example of a pigeon. Just like the pigeon who is absolutely helpless like and weeps, is going to tell the story. Nati sneha, like that, don't make too much attachment to anybody in your family. Be attached. The child comes, oh beta, oh beta. It goes, you don't even remember the name of the child. That's all. At that time it looks as if you have been with the child for the past 25 years. That's all. But the moment it goes away, you forget the name. You ask, the child, was it known to you? Which child? That's all. Nadi sneha kartavya. Do not make, it doesn't say don't have any attachment. Have a little, but don't have too much of it. That's all. Thank you.
don't with anybody, do not ever have too much of an attachment. Then if you do, well, you will be subject to sorrows. You will be subject to sufferings. And now the story he says, Kapotaha kaschana aranye krita nido vanaspadu kapotya bhatya sardam vasakachit samaham. Once there is a pigeon couple, both husband and wife, in a forest. They made their own nest and they were living there beautifully. In a tree they made and they were there. For a number of years they were living there. Kapotu sneha gunita hridiyu griha dharmino drishtim drishtya angamangyene buddhim buddhyabhavandatu. Their heart was completely governed by mutual love towards each other, and it was too much of a love. Grihadharmino, they were all like you and I, they were just doing the housewife business. That's all, they were running their house. Drishtim drishyam, and each one bound the other. He will look at it with a loving eye, the other will also look at it. Thus, each other they bound by their eyes. Drishtim drishtya angamangena, they embraced the other one, the other one embraced it, thus by the body. Angamangena. Buddhim buddhya, and whatever he thought of, don't you think? Yesterday we went there and we got a lot of food. We should go there. I was just thinking, that's a very good place. So, whatever she thought, the other one thinks. So, with your buddhi, you are binding the other's buddhi. And it's mutual. Buddhim buddhya bhavandatum shayyam. They were together taking their bed at night. They were together sitting at one place. Asana, Atana, they were together going for a walk. Then Varta, they were together, they were conversing to each other. They never called another pigeon and talked. Now, there was no time for anybody else. They were talking to each other. Krida, they were playing with each other. Like that. Mithunui bhaiya vishrabdhu charatur vanarajishu. Thus, as a couple, both joining together, they were not knowing of anything else, and they were enjoying, and they were going here and there. Yam yam vajrasa rajanne tarpayantana kampitam tam tam samaniyat kamam krishena pichitendriyam. Whatever she wanted, she will go and immediately get it. See, the kapoti or this sheep pigeon, it is only an example. She exactly says what happens in a house. That is all. She says, the Deepavali is coming, so get me a Purnima silk house, sell this thing. She will all the way go to, by air, go to Bangalore, purchase it and bring it for her. Tamtam samaniyat. Why? Ajitendriya. They have not had a control over their senses. So whatever their senses dictated, they were prepared to be slave. Kapoti prathamam garbham grindhati kalam agate andan zirve nide sapatyu sannidhav siddhi. When that time came, she had her first pregnancy. First pregnancy is most important. First time. He becomes very anxious at that time. So, in front of her husband, she laid the first eggs. Ah, what a happiness.
During the course of time, those small fledglings, they became bigger, and they were still having very delicate bodies. That's what we say. ஐயோ இங்க குழந்த பூஞ்ச அது பாவம் ஒண்ணு சாப்பிட மாட்டேங்கிறது சேஃப்டி. பிரஜாபுருஷத்து பிரீத்தோ தம்பதி புத்திரவத்சலு ஷின்வந்தி கூஷிதம் தாசம் நிர்பதோ கலபாஷிதை. ஆர் தே லவ்ட் தர் சில்ட்ரன் லைக் எனிதிங். And they were so happy with them, and whenever it made a sound, they enjoyed its conversation, they enjoyed its cuckooing. Tasam padatre susparshehi pratyut garbhai radina nam pitaru mudamapatuhu. So they were very happy with their children. Whatever they did, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, வியாசர் அவருக்கு உலகம் பூரா தெரிஞ்சிருப்பார். கல்யாணமே பண்ணிக்கல, அவர் எல்லாம் தெரிஞ்சிருக்க. They were all fully bound by love towards each other, and the Lord's Maya has spread over them all, and because of which they were completely deluded to the core, and they were rearing their children. ஏகதா ஜிக்வதுஸ்தாசம் அன்னார்த்தம் தோ குடும்பினோ பரிதக்கானே தஸ்மின்னே அர்ச்சினோ சேர துஷ்சிரம். Once it so happened, these couple, they left their children at home and they went outside in order to bring them some food, annartham, to get food. And for a long time, they were going here and there in order to collect food. They were not easily available, so they had to go a long distance and then collect from here and there. Drishtvatan lubhatu lubdhaka kashyate drichhato vanicharam jagrike jalamasitte charatasvalyantikim. This one fellow, he was a hunter, one day saw, Oh my Lord, such a beautiful and well-nourished pigeons. They can come for breakfast for 5 people. So nice. So what he did was, he spread the net on the paths of them there. Drishtvatan lubdha kapotasya kapoti se prajapoti dostiko gato poshna madaye. So Nidhopajagmatuhu, in the meantime, those who had gone outside, they brought the food and they came back to the tree. Kapoti swatvajan vishyam balakan jala samvratani tan abhyadavat kroshanti kroshato sukadukhitaham. Suddenly, first the mother pigeon saw, Oh my Lord, my children are already have fallen inside the net. Oho. And they were crying. On hearing their crying, she began to cry. The mother pigeon began to cry. She went near them. Absolutely, she was overcome by sorrow.
సహస్ర స్నేహ కుంటాం దేన చిత్తా జమాయ్యాం స్వజించా బుద్ధిజే శిచ బద్ధాన్ పశ్యంత అపస్మృతి.
షీ లాస్ట్ ఆల్ హర్ మెమరీ, ఆల్ హర్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ థింకింగ్. ది మోమెంట్ షీ సా, షీ వెంట్ నియర్ దమ్ అండ్ షీ గాట్ కాట్ బై ది సేమ్ నెట్. ఇట్ ఇస్ ద షీప్ పిజియన్. అండ్ నౌ అహో మే పశ్చాత్తాపాయం అల్ప పుణ్యస్య దుర్మతే కపోతస్య ఆత్మజాన్ బద్ధాని ఆత్మనో పితిగాన్ ప్రియాన్ భార్యాన్ చ ఆత్మసమాం దీనః విలలాపతి దుఃఖితాన్. నౌ దట్ షీ పిజియన్ ఆన్ సీయింగ్ ఓ మై సన్స్ హవ్ ఆల్రెడీ బీన్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ద నెట్ అండ్ హౌ ఆర్ ద చిల్డ్రన్ దేవర్ dearer than his own self, than his own body. He is prepared to die, but not, you will not allow them to die. So, and then he saw his wife, she is also there. And how is she? Atma Samam. She is no less, she is as good as my own life force. My own life. And it began to cry.
Agome pachyatapayam alpa punyadurmate.
See, my punya is so small, so I have fallen into all these troubles. See my bad luck.
Atriptasya akritatvasya grihasthaivatyo vataham.
I have not yet enjoyed all my life. I have just enjoyed a bit of it. A lot is left. I am not yet satisfied. Atrutasya. Agritartasya. I have not done what all I have to do in this life. I have not yet started even. And all my three motives are lost. The three motives are dharma, artha, kama. So now I can't do anything. Well, all these people are here. How can I do all these things? Your wife is required for doing dharma. When you have to do, say, Agnihotra every day, the worshipping the fire god, the wife has to be by his side. If the wife dies, he is no longer entitled to do it. That is there. So wife is a necessity, even for doing dharma. And as far as earning the wealth, well, she is also a computer engineer. She earns as much as I am. Now she will not be able to do it. So she has lost that much of wealth. Then kama, enjoyment. Where is the enjoyment when my wife is in trouble? My children have been caught by the net. The question of my enjoyment doesn't arise. So all my trivirgika, the three motives of life, have been annihilated. In toto.
Anurupanukalachem yasyame paridevatam shunye grihe maham santijyam putrai suryati sadhrim.
Oh, my wife has left me in this shunya griha. The house is void. There is nobody else. What will I do all alone, living in this house now? And along with my sons, she is going.
Mrtadharo mrtaprajaham.
And if she goes away, so with a wife dead, with all the children dead, in this empty house, I'll be all alone. What is the fun?
Nijivishekamathamva vidhuro dukkha jivitam.
Being a widower, for whom I have to live? For whom I have to yearn? For whom I have to go and bring food now? There is nobody at all.
Tamsa deva avritan chikbi matyukhistam chitta swayancha kripana shichu pashyanyap abdho patatrim.
He says, now there is no meaning on seeing his son who had been caught by death. He also went and intentionally he got himself caught in the same net along with his wife and sons.
एवं कुटुंबई कुटुंब्य शांतात्मा द्वंद्वाराम पत्रवते उष्टन कुटुंबं कृपण सानुबंधो स्थिति. दिस इज हाउ ए मैन विथ अ परिवार, ए मैन विथ अ फैमिली, हिज माइंड इज नेवर तृप्त, हिज माइंड इज ऑलवेज एजिटेटेड, इज नेवर कॉम. देन द्वंद्वाराम ही लाइक्स टू बी बिटवीन हीट एंड कोल्ड, he likes to be in sukha and dukkha, he likes both, he likes to suffer also. Then thus, this is how such a person, by going on looking after his family only, one day he will suffer, man. Vyasa says,
yaprapi manusham lokam utidvaram apavatam gyetu kagvasakta तमारूढ़च्युतम विदुम.
सी ओनली एज ए ह्यूमन बीइंग यू कैन स्ट्राइव फॉर गेटिंग द लॉर्ड. दिस इज द डोर फॉर योर लिबरेशन, मुक्ति द्वारा. एंड हैज बीन केप्ट टू ओपन द मोमेंट यू टेक योर बर्थ इन दिस अर्थ. नाउ यू आर वेरी नियर टू द लॉर्ड. यू हैव टू डू वेरी लिटिल. You cannot do anything in any other lifetime. As a tiger, you cannot do any sadhana. As a dog, you cannot do any sadhana. Only a man can do it. And having come so near to it, well, you are losing all that. Hence, O King, this sukha which comes from senses, by eyes seeing your wife, by ears which are hearing the nice conversation of the children, all these things, dehinam itata dukkam tasvan neche tadbada abudam. For all human beings, it gives only dukkha, dukkha and dukkha alone. Leave it all. Don't go after these senses. So, don't aspire for it. Then, so this is what you learned from a pigeon. Have you learned? You have got a pigeon. And
you have got.
Photos are taken. Abir has only taken photos of them talking so nice, and Ishwar. Exactly this, whatever he has described, that's what is there. You see, the second is the python. The python never goes in search of food. It is so big, it is just staying at one place. And staying at that one place, grasam samrishtam virasam mahantam stokamevam. Whether it gets this much, whether it gets this big, it may get a big deer or a lamb, it may get a smaller one, but whatever it gets, whether small or big, less or more, whatever that comes automatically by the Lord's will, well, it just takes it. Otherwise, it is actionless. It doesn't move anywhere.
Shaitahani bhutini niraharun upakramaham.
Then, for days together, if no food ever comes, it is just lying, just watching what comes near. That's all. But it doesn't move.
Edinopanametad grasa mahakirivadishta bhukim.
So in the same way, you like this big python, you be there, you don't go after them. Whatever that comes on the way, you take it. This is what I learnt from that.
முனி பிரசன்ன கம்பீரோ துர்விகாச்சியோ துரத்தியஹ அனந்தபாரோ க்ஷேத்ரோபியா ஸ்திமிதோ தேவார்ணவஹ.
See, a big ocean, just imagine when all its water becomes absolutely momentless. There is no movement. The water is stagnated. Then you will find Prasanna Gambhira. It is very deep and it looks very pleasant like. You would like to go and do your bath again and again. Prasanna Gambhira. Durvigakshyo, you cannot cross it completely at all. It is so big. Durvigakya, Duratya, you cannot cross it so easily. Anantaparaha, has it got any boundaries? Can you say this has got boundary over there? It is just infinite. Boundaryless, wallless. There is no wall. There is no boundary. There is absolutely no limitation. Simito Devarnava. Just like that ocean. Remain like that.
சமிருத்தகாமஹீனோவாம் நாராயணபுரோமுனிஹிம் நோத்சர்பேத நசுக்ஷேதே சரித்தரிவ சாகராம்.
த ஓஷன், வென் த பிக் ரெயின்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தட் கம், இட் டசன்ட் இம்மீடியட்லி கோயிங் டு ஃப்ளட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஃப்ளட் அஸ் ஆல், இட் அப்சார்ப்ஸ் இட். வென் தி விண்டர், வென் தி சமர் கம்ஸ், when all it gets completely dry like, still the have you seen that ocean has become one day waterless? No, still it is there. So it absorbs excess water, doesn't bother about less water, it remains always the same. Remain like that, that whether good comes, whether bad comes, don't immediately, when the bad thing comes, don't immediately become like a flower of day for a study. Completely like this. And when something good comes, ha, Hotel Nataraj. Don't do either way. They say, the Bhagavan Sri Rama was told the previous day, Rama, I am going to anoint you as the prince. Tomorrow your coronation will take place. Thank you. If you and I were there, even for passing a BA in third class, you take all your friends, take some 10,000 rupees from your father, go and you spend it. And here is a person where you are told you are getting a kingdom. He never bothered. That's all. And within 24 hours it was changed. His father went and said, my dear boy, I am very sorry, I gave you a wrong hope. You are not being anointed. Oh. Not that alone, he had to go for 14 years to the forest, banished to the forest. And Mukhambuja Shri Raghunandanasya, that Bhagavan's, that face, it didn't shrink the moment he said, you are not, I am not, I have to go 14 years. No, not at all. It remains the same. Mukhambuja Shri Raghunandanasya, that particular shobha of the Lord's face, which never shrank when it was told he had to go for 14 years, which never swelled with happiness when it was told that tomorrow we are going to be anointed as the Prince of Ayodhya. Neither way. It should be like that. So, samriddhakamo khinova, whether you have got a lot of wealth, whether you are poor, whether you are rich, always think of Narayana. Think of the Lord. Narayana Paromani, Notsarpedana Shukshetra. Don't swell, don't become absolutely dry like, neither. That's all. Always keep the same mien, the same face. well, today I got a lot of wealth. Okay. Today I am bankrupt.
You should keep the same face. Don't show your fear.
What am I saying? When bank has become bankrupt?
No. When Palai Bank, a famous bank, by Sir C.P. Ramaswamy's machinations, it was declared bankrupt. It came in the papers. Thousands of people died out of heart attack, whoever has put money there. This is what has happened. And there were several thousands who became mad on hearing it. This is what happened.
Drishtva Sthriyam Devamayam Tadbhavi Rajdendriyam Pralobhita Patatyande Tamasyagrum Patangavatim. Now the moth, it immolates itself before the fire. It goes and comes round and round and it leaves its body there. So with this we close it now. So the moment a person sees a lady, or the reverse, the moment a lady sees a young and attractive person, a person who has not controlled his senses, but she gets attracted unnecessarily, and he falls into that blind kuwa, the blind well, he falls into it, and he immolates himself just like the moth. So one should not do that. That's what I learned. This verse is enough.
Through the Gita.
Time, dear.